everyone. At least Jay here. And we are all four have returned. That's right, all four. Right?
Jamie. We're all back on MPS to watch Ninja Steel.
Jeremy and, yeah. And Tristan. Hey, Tristan.
Oh. Back on the demand.
What's up?
You know, Tristan, I know you took a little break for a moment, but you took a break to catch up on all the Ninja Steel you missed, right?
Wait, what? When did that happen?
Like, no, but like, you know, you were, you know, you missed a couple shows, you know, maybe a show here and there, whatever, but you took that time to watch Ninja Steel, right?
I mean, mostly I was just watching Kamen Rider Build, but, you know, no, that's really it. No, unfortunately, well, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on your perspective, I still have not actually watched Ninja Steel. I'm so sorry to disappoint anyone who expected otherwise.
Okay, I understand, right? You didn't watch Ninja Steel, you know, that was... Hello, that's so 2017, okay? Who needs so much Ninja Steel? When you got Power Rangers, Ninja Super Steel, what is it called?
Yes, yeah, you got it right. I know, you had a 50-50 shot.
Super Steel, right? So...
It just rolls off the tongue.
So, yo, so you watch Power Rangers Super Ninja Steel, right? Or Ninja Super, time. whatever it's called.
I totally did not. Oh no!
Didn't you want to know how they resolved the farting cliffhanger?
I was spared that cliffhanger, so I didn't really feel the suspense like all of the fans, you know, were really.
You didn't want to see how they were going to incorporate Tyler and Brody and Levi's dad. But we'll talk about that.
Well, anyway, let's talk about what happened to Jaden. Anyway.
Oh yeah, but guys, Troy, man, he's doing great things.
Wow.
Troy and water bottles and yeah. Yep.
Troy and Antonio's dad. It's great.
You don't want to see the return of a fan favorite character? The return of an interconnected universe? You didn't want to see that, Tristan?
Is that what happened?
Hello. Hello. Okay? Like, there was hello. A very,
who made you a universe monitor?
Important connecting previous character that returned to the show, like off the rip, like literally it was Ninja Steel or not Super Ninja Steel or whatever it called it, right? And then plat out, you got bloop bloop, hey Schnookums, hello Schnookums, hello Poisandra is back on our screen, hello, like that's the person we're talking about, right?
Poisandra, yeah, and Wrench. Wrench was there too.
Oh, Wrench.
Oh, and this other guy.
Where's Curio or whatever his name is?
Yeah, this guy Sledge. You know, he came back and saw there's an asteroid in an abandoned spaceship that he thought it was abandoned, and he wanted to go there. And oh, look, it's Ninja Super Steel. It's, you know, so it must be super duper expensive and needy. But, and oh yeah, let's go there and take it and whatever. But,
bear in mind, though, that he went from being thrown into the sun in, like, millions of years in the past to somehow falling into a wormhole that brought him back to the present in a different dimension.
Yep.
And he's super chill about it. And some fans have been like, well, maybe it's like, no, this has to be the Sledge because he says that he's married to Poisandra. So it has to be if it's from any time, it's from the end of Dino Supercharge, and we know this show is not gonna be like, oh, actually, he did this at another point in the timeline. It's like, no, he didn't. Like,
well, I just thought of one more thing too. During the time between him being thrown into the sun slash now wormhole and being brought into this world, he somehow managed to acquire more prisoners.
Oh yeah.
Because he used all of them up in Dino Charge.
Yep.
But now he's got some, he's got like a Tokuger villain in the background. Yep. And he's got the new Ninja General.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, like, you didn't know that that's the way that we roll now, is that everything is in another dimension because we can't explain how to connect these seasons at all, because quite frankly, the seasons within themselves don't really make any much sense. So why connect two seasons that not gonna have to do anything to do with each other anyway? So whatever. It's fine.
We'll notice over the course of this episode that there is a lot of logical fallacies and things that don't make sense or aren't explained or aren't really. There's just nothing there. Like, so we get on the ship that is seemingly abandoned and was, you know, after it got hit by an asteroid, even though 2 seconds earlier it was full of hundreds of monsters in the crowd watching this Galaxy Warriors. And within 10 minutes later, those hundreds of monsters will be back in the crowd watching Galaxy Warriors again. But during this brief interlude, this ship is abandoned. Just remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So they run, you know, Madame Odia's, oh, I got out of the rubble. Oh, look at me. I'm fine. Me and what's his top hat man are just chilling.
Cosmo.
That's that top hat man. And they're just like, oh, it's, oh, we're fine. It takes more than an asteroid to destroy us. And then we get on the topic of Ninja Super Steel.
Now, remember, the title of this season is Power Rangers Super Ninja Steel, but the element is called it's called Ninja Super Steel.
Is it really backward? Like, oh my God.
Yes.
Wait.
Yes.
Are we sure?
Wait.
Yes.
Super.
Wait a minute.
So remember, the title of this season is Power Rangers Super Ninja Steel, but in the actual show, when they refer to the element, it's Ninja Super Steel.
No.
I wonder if that's like, they thought that it was going to be, the show itself was going to be called Ninja Super Steel.
They could have just redubbed it. Like,
yeah.
Tristan, are you telling me there might have been a breakdown in communications over at Saban Brands? That doesn't seem possible.
I mean, that's unheard of, right?
The show is called Power Rangers Super Ninja Steel.
What the element?
Because Super Ninja... Okay, look, listen. Let's be honest, right? All these names are stupid, right?
They're all dumb.
Yeah.
They're
all dumb. But if you were going to stay in the dumb realm, okay? Then Super Ninja Steel... makes sense in the dumb realm, right? Not Ninja Super Steel, because it's stupid.
You can debate the merits of which is better. How about just pick one? Just pick one.
Right. Exactly.
But then
consistency, right?
But it's Ninja Super Steel. The steel is super.
Also, didn't Brody and Levi's dad make up the name Ninja Steel? Am I misremembering?
Said it like it was a known thing.
Oh yeah, it's like
like gold and copper.
Yeah. So I remember.
Like, if you look on the periodic table, it's there.
I don't know if it was like the first episode, but I know Odious was like, "These things are made of ninja steel," or something ridiculous. Okay. It was just like, oh, okay, that's just a known thing.
And let's be real. Like, why is the steel like just like ninja? You know what I'm saying? Like, what makes it?
We were talking about this earlier, and it's just something we've never really, you know, just sat upon, because it's Power Rangers. Power Rangers is stupid. Everything that happens in this universe is stupid. But the concept that there is some sort of metal out there in the cosmos, wherever, whatever, that is specifically designated to one form of martial arts.
Yes.
Like, or one form of a type of, you know, martial artist that is on another echelon of martial artistry. You know, we don't have like fireman steel, you know, we don't have like
we don't have samurai steel.
Right. So like Jaden and Shane could come around and be like, hey man, let's play around with your throwing stars made of ninja steel, and then, you know, like Brody would be like, Shane, you can stay. Jaden, sorry, you're not a ninja, you're a samurai, and that means you're not allowed to use my fancy steel. Is that what we're implying here?
You'll see Mick would come in and like, you know, so and so, Jaden.
Jaden, is samurai really the discipline you want to practice? So-and-so would be good to so-and-so to practice the ninja so-and-so, you know? Okay.
The ninja so-and-so.
Just the concept of just then, martial arts and metal.
And then, like, you have, it's just, then there's just regular ninja steel. And now there's... Which was done, which was gone, right? All this ninja steel's gone now. It's just done. It's a wrap. We can't be rangers anymore. We're done. Oh. And then this asteroid. No. It's super. This is super.
An asteroid they just randomly ran into, like out of nowhere, that apparently Sledge wants the super ninja steel, and he's trying to, like, trick them into giving it to him. But then one of the monsters that he has talks to Odious and is like, oh yes, I can tell you what it really will, we'll extract it and it'll be great. And then Sledge thinks he has it, and he, like, you know, takes off with this asteroid, and then he's never heard from in the episode again. So wait a minute, I'm sorry,
like, if I'm collecting something, then I'm gonna check if the thing has the thing.
Well, it's Sledge.
Well, Sledge is an idiot.
It's Sledge, yeah.
It is Sledge.
But that's one of my biggest problems with just these Judlin shows in general, is that when he needs something to happen, it just happens. Like, we have this entire season that's about, I gotta get the Ninja Steel, I gotta get the Ninja Nexus Prism. That's my thing, gotta get those stars. End of the season, it just happens. Victor and Monty do it. Here, oh, well, the Rangers lost their powers and we gotta get rid of the bad guys. Oh, here's an asteroid that just happens to have the thing. Just happens to have it. Like, there is so much happenstance in this show. It is ridiculous. And it just shows how little care and writing and thought and anything that actually went into this piece of crap.
And somebody pointed out, I think it was our friend Peter, that this episode functionally follows the same plot-for-plot story lines that the Dino Supercharge premiere followed. Same thing of like, oh, the team was disbanded and now they have to get back together and they get their powers back and there's a new villain introduced, and it's like, oh my god.
Well, it also had the villain's spaceship was destroyed / crashed, and then one person emerged from the wreckage to take over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Same thing.
You guys are lazy. Like, that's what it is.
Like, if you're going to repeat it, like, repeat it 8 years later. Don't repeat it with the next show.
Yeah. And that's the biggest. Look, listen, you guys might want to go rope by rope with this episode, but I really don't. Like, that's why it's first. Spoiler alert, we don't like this episode. The thing is that the finale in itself was kind of like not that great. You know, it was just kind of all over the place, and things happened when it needed to because of I'm going to write it in here and I'm not going to really explain nothing, but it's going to happen. So that was already a thing, right? But like the notion that there might be an episode for like at least for maybe most of the episode, like, oh, look. They don't got their powers. They don't got their magic. They don't got their nothing, right? They just regular chicks and dudes who got to figure out how to deal with the new monster that's going to come back. Cool. But no, like, they still got their little, like, ninja suits. Flippity-doo. Okay, fine. You can have your little ninja suits. At least it's going to be used for a good purpose. Whatevs. But, like, your homeboy, what's his name? Preston, he still got his magic. Where did that magic come from? Didn't it come from being connected to the ninja steel and the ninja star? So if that thing, like, is gone, then your magic should be gone too, no?
Maybe.
No?
You know, yeah. I was about to try to come up with a reason, but they didn't bother to think of one, and I'm not going to either.
Yeah, and I'm still too busy thinking about the ninja suits with their, like, scuba properties.
The scuba gear?
and their built-in abs and their weird extra starchy tent heads.
God, and their fupas. So they all have extra fupas. Like, you know, look that up. I'm not going to explain right now. We got to keep moving. Listen, all I know is that y'all here, like, writing the show, you built up. This is going to happen. This happened. That happened. This, then, the third. Yes, we knew that Odious was going to, like, come back. And we, fine, right? We already knew that, right? But, like, at the very least, act like the Rangers don't have, like, they don't have their powers for real, real. Not like, oh, well, he still has his magic, and then, you know, he still has this, they can do that, and what.
They have to be at a severe disadvantage.
Yeah, man.
Where, like, they're getting rocked, and but they're still trying to fight. Like, a really good example of this was the start of Season 3, where they lost their powers, and they had to go travel to Vasquez Rocks, and they had to find the Ninjor. They didn't have their powers for a couple episodes. That was great. Right. That was great. That was fine. But you know, here, instead, they want to quickly reestablish not a new status quo, but the same
freaking thing. Like, you just, all you do is replace the main bad person, replace the henchman, replace, you know, like something else or whatever. Oh yeah, like a dad. The dad's back. He's alive now. Like, he wants to, like, actually be a legit father now. Like, let's see how that happens. And that's it.
Like, also not like, because the show cannot follow through on its own consequences or its own interesting ideas. Like, of course, like Brody and Levi's dad has shown up, and yeah, it's been a summer, but this is the first time we've seen him since then. This is our first time to check on this guy who just emerged out of a prism after 10 years. And the only thing he can say is he goes into school and he's like, it's been 20 years since I've been here. Let me just put this trophy back and I'll see you later, kids. Walks away. I'm like, that's it?
I mean, what did you want him to do?
No. I'm not saying he should. There should have been, if they're going to keep him in the show, like, deal with some of the fallout of, like, I haven't been, like, I mean, they didn't do it with Brody, so I'm not expecting it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Obviously. Like, but deal with a little bit of the fallout of, I have not been around for 10 years. Or maybe just have a scene with him, like, at home with Brody and Levi, and they're sort of, like, trying to learn how to be a family again. Again, that's asking way too much of this show. I get it.
I see what,
like,
you're saying.
Like, the show is garbage, so I'm not expecting it, but I'm like, why even bother with this scene? Like, I guess he's not a deadbeat dad, so that's something.
You know, he's like, I mean, it's just the whole notion of, like, that, like, if you could, that's why, Tristan, if you just watched this one, nothing would have changed. It was just like, ah, same crap, whatever. Like, oh, wait, dad, okay.
No, see, Tristan, I think actually not watching the other episodes would have helped you with this one, because you could have at least deluded yourself into thinking, you know, maybe something in the previous episodes makes this not suck. Maybe. we don't have that knowledge. We don't get to delude ourselves like that.
Wow.
And then don't get me started on this Odious and this whole, don't even get me started on this Ninja Prism Star thing idea that this fool Brody had. Like, let's just,
he's an idiot. His plan is, let's hide the prism in the middle of a public park to draw out Odious, and like, they don't do what they had actually done in a previous episode and hide, like, a fake prism. No, they just hide the real prism that could easily be found.
The real one, you know? And then Odious, like, nobody knew she had, like, a super duper power hammer. Nobody knew.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that is just so illogical. Like, okay, so first of all, they moved the statue from the school to the middle of the park in 2 seconds, and also make it so the statue can be opened up on a hinge and throw the star in there in also 2 seconds. Then they wait around and just chill while the bad guys attack civilians. Just chill. Just read your paper on your bench. Watch the civilians get attacked, because that's, you know, what a ranger does. And then, like, so she just finds the prism and then nonchalantly. Somehow, because the elephant can smell the prism, which, okay, probably should have used that monster a long time ago. But beyond that, like, she just finds the prism. It's like, oh, it's broken. I will fix it and turn it evil, because I have those abilities with my hammer, even though we just spent an entire season trying to find this prism. But I mean, I could have done this a long time ago, but now that I'm the person in charge, I'm going to actually do it. That makes sense. And then they, like, she makes the prism fine, and then, like, in the middle of trying to turn it evil, the Rangers stop her, and then they start fighting the monster, and her decision is, oh, I'm still standing here next to the prism while the Rangers are distracted. Time to leave. What?
Yeah. Which she could have literally grabbed the prism. Could have grabbed it right then.
Like, what?
Yeah. But she didn't have her fancy hammer near her. Oh, no. Gotta go. Gotta go. Bye.
No, it's okay. No. It was Brody's laser kick was so strong.
So strong.
Laser kick.
Because
so strong.
An unmorphed Brody, dare I actually point this out, flips over somebody, kicks Madame Odious, and it sounds like a laser. Because whoever has been doing the sound design for Power Rangers for the past 8 years thinks every impact sound is a laser beam. Every single, this was really standout. I was like, this is terrible.
No, it's great. Oh, totally great. Totally great.
Oh, you know, by the way, you guys skipped over a very important thing. That statue was for Victor and Monty because it was for the, like, it was for, like, oh, Victor and Monty's school of excellent Aryanism, but they really hit the Aryan a little too hard when they were talking about it.
And barely spelled it different.
Yeah, I was like,
Yeah, so Victor and Monty, you know, they got rich over their monster repellent. So pretty much bottled up farts, right? And so this is real. This is real, Tristan. This is real. This is real. In the finale, that's how they defeated or got away from Odious and all of these other monsters. Because Monty ate their alien food a little too much and enjoyed it a little too much. And then so then he would fart a lot. And then that's how they got away from the monsters and everything. Because no, I can't take the stench. Oh no, I am incapacitated. Oh no. And then so that's how they escaped.
But Tristan, you would have, it didn't even matter if you had seen the finale because they flashed back to that clip to remind you how good that was.
So they did. Like that's did. Exactly the kind of reason why that's the kind of thing that makes me glad I'm not watching.
But Tristan, in the last 3 months, they were able to sell a minimum of $10 million worth of farts.
Huh.
Okay, I'm gonna give them two jokes that I thought that were actually hilarious. When they did their fake ad for it,
yes,
that was actually funny.
Like Monty was in like a Pee Wee Herman suit. It was amazing.
And, like, he's, like, mouthing all of Victor's lines.
Yes.
Look. And I will, they give the principal, like, because they're like, oh, we're so rich, we'll buy the school a new wing. And, like, because Victor has a pimp cane for some reason. And and what happens is that then, like, they give one of those, like, oversized checks to the principal. And it's like, here you go, buy the new wing. And then later, in the later scene, the principal's, like, brings back the giant check and has a red X through it. She's like, your check bounced. I'm like, did you take that giant check to the bank?
Of course.
Did you try to go to the bank with this fake cardboard check?
Of course you did.
Oh, those, the first one was genuinely hilarious. The second one was, like, so dumb it made me laugh.
Oh my God. But yeah, no, yeah, they were able to say, listen, okay, we're rich now, we're dropping out of school, we don't need you, however, take our little money, you know, do a little something, and by the way, we're gonna name this with the double entendre of Aryanism.
Yeah, it's a Victor Monty school for excellent Aryanism.
Isn't it amazing that the villains and Victor and Monty had more of a carryover storyline from season to season than any of the Rangers?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff just happened to the Rangers. They just reacted to the other people that were actually doing things and stuff.
Yeah. And that's not saying much, y'all, because This episode was full of logic that was only making sense if you lived in Summer Cove. Sit! That's it, because nothing made sense. Nothing made sense.
Keep Summer Colville logical.
Like, I can't, like, I mean,
you can't, if we pointed them all out, we would be here all night. Like, it was.
We will be.
Yes.
So,
it was ridiculous.
So, one out of five. Bye.
Yeah. It's genuinely shocking how little thought was put into anything. And remember, guys, Super Ninja Steel is different from Ninja Steel because it has a slight purple tone to it. So.
Yep. Oh, so, and like, yeah, because the prism shoots out all of their ninja stars that were destroyed somehow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought it took like forever and a day to make ninja stars, but.
Well,
like,
the prism can do anything.
Yep. The prism was brought back to life, and now they've gone metallics. It's great. It's
fantastic. And yeah, that's the thing, their powers aren't functionally any different. Like, nope. It's not like they got upgrades or anything, or they got new suits or something. No, it's just same thing.
Well, they'll get upgrades, but again, upgrades that are only allowed in the Zords.
God. And maybe once in the finale, if they're feeling generous.
Hey, don't forget, Levi did their new that they've always done forever, according to the finale, turn into a star attack.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This whole show, man, is so bad.
Like, how do other people who talk about the show, how do they all stay really positive about it?
Because it's Power Rangers. Like,
by
that
lying
is
to themselves.
That is literally the
only
requirement.
I'm not talking about, like, regular fans, right? Like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, people who create content and have to talk about it. Like, how did they...
They could focus on like, oh, Sledge is back, like that's really cool, that means that like a team up could happen, and now like, oh, like they're carrying things over from the last season, like, oh, that's super cool, man.
It's like how when we had to talk about the like 23rd crappy episode of Samurai and we just started talking about Emily being a serial killer, like they do the same thing but in a positive light. Where they
make up things about the show. Like, they see into things. Like, oh, yeah, like, Brody and Levi's dad coming back. Like, that's really good. Like, he's a good father. Like, that's what's up, man. You know, like, family and Power Rangers is so important. I'm like, when people say things like that, I'm like, you guys are watching a different show than I am. We are not watching the same program. Mm-hmm. It's like, where's that show? I would like to watch your fake show.
You would like to watch your fake show.
Yeah.
People were out because I went to, what is it, a Pasadena Comic Con today, and some people were like, oh, like, why don't you like Ninja Steel? I'm like, one, read my reviews, says it all. Listen to NPS, says it all. But I'm like, it's just a, like, I could go deeper into it. It's just a bad show. Just a bad show over, like, it just doesn't work on any conceivable level.
Yeah. It's the only show we got right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's no movie.
In terms of... You know,
there's no movie coming. There's no movie coming. Like, you know, Power Rangers.
But here's
if you
the
want...
thing. I heard about Lionsgate might be trying to sell itself to another big old company or whatever. Like there's
Disney?
Bubbling.
Are
about,
you serious? It better not
about
be.
Lionsgate being. I don't know if it's Disney. I have no idea. I have no clue. But. I heard that they're on the market to be sold to another, yeah. So
sell them to Disney. They can have. They'll have Power Rangers back again.
Oh, oh my god!
The fate of John Wick hangs in the balance.
Oh jeez.
You know, because I mean, there's some Lionsgate movies that are coming out soon or whatever, but I mean, they're not getting like the mega push that they are right now. Like, I mean. There's some Taraji P. Henson movie that's coming out, but like it's
it already
not...
came out.
No, not Proud Mary. Another one.
There's another one.
Yes, wow. From Lions. Yeah. I forgot the name of it, but it's see, this is the reason you don't know.
Oh.
So yeah, no, it's on the. Let me see if I can look up the. thing.
So, but like, dude, Super Ninja Steel, Like, dude, if you're out there, for some reason, if you somehow love the show and you're still listening to this episode, bravo to you for listening to other opinions that are different than your own. I respect you. If you're enjoying the show, cool, man. Like, let us know why you like it. Like, leave, like, because I'm genuinely interested, because I just see nothing in this show unless you make up a new show in your head, unless you, you know, say Preston's a serial killer or something. I don't know. Because it's just like, if you even think about the show for more than a second, it does not work. 100% does not work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of.
Look, I can't comment on recent episodes, but I mean, I can agree with the part that I saw and wasn't working at all.
I think it's gotten worse since the first 8 episodes of the show. I genuinely do. Because when a show starts, you're like, oh, like, you know, they're just starting. Like, maybe they're going to get better. Like, I mean, we know better, but you know what I mean? But like the this one, look, like, I don't care. Like, maybe they thought the movie would be successful and da-da-da, and this didn't have to live up to anything. But like, when you are starting a new season of a thing, even if it's your garbage second super season, you got to come out strong from the gate, right? Like, let's think back to some other mid-season premieres. Like, the easy example I always go to is Lightspeed. Like, Olympus shows up, and it's a big deal. And it's like, oh, dude, man, we're effed. We're so effed. This guy, he, like, just completely owns them, and they need to figure out a new way to fight. Here, it's like, you know, another episode.
Consequences, what are those?
Or like the Lost Galaxy midseason premiere, like Mike becomes the Magna Defender. What?
Yes, that was great.
It's good. Like, it was great stuff. Here it's just like
you keep saying midseason.
It's a new season.
You keep saying midseason.
Oh, that's right, because their midseason's now.
This is a season premiere.
And it's especially if you look at it as a season premiere, it's an awful one.
Yeah.
That's right, because they have two mid-season finales and two mid-season premieres now. I forgot. So next week, it'll be going off on its 5 billion week hiatus.
After just coming back after like 3 weeks.
Is it really?
Of being off. Yeah.
No, it's a joke. It's a joke.
No, it's
not. I was about to say. I was like, is it really? Like, I know the Winter Olympics is kind of messing with everybody, but hey. Hey, now. Okay.
So are we done talking about Ninja Steel? Are we done?
Almost, I think. Right?
Did you rate it?
We all ones.
We won. Well, and, we didn't all say it. It's implied, but we didn't all say it.
Okay. You want to make it official?
One.
Well, I feel like we need to christen it.
Okay.
All right.
One out of five.
The one is for, you know, the little Victor Monty commercial bit. That was genuinely funny.
Yes.
Like, if there was like a 0 out of 5, like if we did that.
That would have been the finale of Ninja Steel.
But guys, what about that hilarious joke when someone said, "You can say that again, Redbot," and then he said it again.
They all laughed.
Uh-huh.
Or the joke when the new general said, if I fought it, it would smell like perfume. I'm like, why are we doing this?
Or the time Mick tried to catch the thing and then he didn't catch the thing.
That was hilarious.
Oh, with the jokes and the things and the, oh, you suck.
This. That says it all, man.
Anyway. Speaking of things that don't live up to its potential.
Oh, boy.
So, listen. We are 2018, y'all. Okay? This is new year, new me, right? Everybody's all up on their shine, you know. And 2018 is the year of anniversaries, 25, you know, gotta get it right.
Oh, you mean it's the 25th, 24th, and 23rd anniversary of MMPR? Great.
Woo!
That's all we care about.
So, now, it's a big deal that we are ramping up to the day where it all began 25 years ago. So you're thinking like, okay, well, you know, if I see an announcement teasing that they're going to make an announcement about the 25th anniversary, like, you know, it's going to be hype. It's going to be some things happening. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you think like, oh man, are they going to announce like a whole new like experience for older fans, or oh, maybe they're gonna, you know, like add on like a completely different experience at Power Morphicon, or like, oh well, snap, they're not gonna announce the movie. That can't happen. Nah, because
they were teasing a thing. They were teasing a thing, and they were trying to make it a big thing.
They were teasing a thing, but you know what the announcement is? From the Twitters. Power Rangers Twitters. Today, a blast from the past makes its triumphant return. In celebration of our 25th anniversary, relive the magic of the 90s with the reissue of the Legacy Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Auto Morphin figures.
Yes!
Oh my god!
The flip heads!
I didn't see those in stores a month ago at all.
And we didn't hear the announcement, and we didn't start seeing like photos of them like 3 months ago or anything. No way!
Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Wait. There's more, y'all. There is more. Okay? New products in the program will be revealed on the 25th of each month as a part of our new series, Top 25 for the 25th.
Wow. So wait, are they going to have 25 announcements? There's only 12 months in the year.
This is already the worst advent calendar ever.
Did you see the person on Ranger Board who like hacked the site and figured out what the next two announcements were?
No, what do we got?
Wait. Hold on. See, and then the tweet says, visit Ranger Nation for details and a brand new website. Okay, so I go to the website, right? And I'm like, I'm clicking around like, okay, they got a new little brand new website or whatever. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, this the thing, just, you know, bigger font and things. If you click on the little morpher, it turns it into like a little GeoCity site, you know, like, all right.
Super cute. I'll give him that. That was
great. You know, it's adorable, you know. You click on the one, you know, celebrating 25 years of 25. And then, Seamus, you said what now?
So someone on Ranger Board, I don't remember exactly who, so forgive me. Basically, like, when the website went up early, like, they either didn't hide the next two announcements or, like, they were able to, like, go into the code and figure it out. But you know what the next two announcements are? All right, guys, get ready.
Oh, boy.
Again, there could be a lot of things here. Mm-hmm. It could be, you know, movie announcement.
Mm-hmm. It's clearly going to be something tangible that we're going to be excited about, though.
Like a Netflix show, maybe.
Oh, man.
It could be anything.
All right, Power Rangers Legendary Defenders. Let's go.
Ooh, all right, yeah, man. Like, Agents of Power Rangers. It's coming. the second announcement. Now, get ready, guys. All right, I'm going to tease you out. I'm going to tease you out. It's a big announcement coming. Is that, so the second announcement is for, did you guys know that Boom Comics is doing like a tribute book filled with a bunch of big art pieces?
Stop it.
What?
Stop. Stop.
That is so crazy. I might have heard about it in October.
Stop it.
I know. What? What?
Stop. You're not, you're joking.
No, I'm not joking. This is not a joke.
Not
go on, Rachel Bourne.
A real thing. No.
And then, but there was another announcement, Lisa. So okay. They had two misfires for the first one, but
okay,
that's just
right.
I've already crapped my pants in excitement and changed them. So please don't make me crap them again.
All right. Third announcement. Let's go.
Okay. So there's a lot of things. It could be. You could be like, somebody's coming back for the 25th anniversary episode.
Oh,
they could be announcing
nice.
Somebody, right?
Oh, that's all right.
They could be like, here he comes. Yes. Samuel Benta. Like, you don't know. You don't know.
Oh, wait, here comes Walter Jones to teach the kids all about hip-hop keto chrome. Let's go.
Clinch up.
All right, guys.
I got. Okay, go ahead.
So now that the teasing's over, the third announcement is for some legacy figures, some Psycho Ranger legacy figures.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, my pants are soiled again. Damn it. Fourth pair.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, did you guys hear the news that we saw the Psycho Ranger legacy figures at like a convention like this weekend?
Shock and awe.
So far, the first three announcements are going to be for are things that we've already heard about for months.
And these are like the big things we're supposed to like look forward to and like get hype about, like stuff we know.
Like, okay, and with the toys too, like this stuff is, you know, first it was in just like GameStop, and now all these new legacy figures, I'm using air quotes when I say that, are in Walmart and Target, and these janky looking legacy T-Rex and Sabretooth Tiger are the most Fisher Price looking thing in the world. And the weirdest thing is I looked at the back of the
line looks better than what they have like, right now.
Yeah, the Imagine X line looks better than this.
I looked at the back of the box and it said buy other legacy figures, and I'm like, okay, let's see what we got here. We got Automorphin heads. Okay, that makes sense. Those are part of the legacy line. Mm-hmm. We've got the helmets, which are literally just giant hunks of plastic of the MMPR helmets that they're audaciously charging $20 a pop.
And they're like, softball size. They're very small.
Yeah, and then the third thing is bad guy from Dino Charge versus Dino Charge Silver Ranger set.
What?
Okay, not a legacy item, one. And two seasons ago. That's a weird thing. Okay.
If it ain't current, it's legacy.
I will look for this item that is not available for purchase anywhere right now.
What?
Holy
gosh.
Bandai. Oh, gosh. What are you doing?
Well, it's really, I mean, Saban, what are you, like, come on. Like,
well, that was Bandai, but like these reveals is like Saban. Get your press together.
Jeez, like y'all don't talk. Like,
I can't wait for it to be the middle of April and they're like, here is reveal number 5. Power Rangers Ninja Super Steel premieres on January.
I was about to say that. I was like, are they gonna announce the premiere?
Oh my gosh. Like, and here's the thing, right? Let's say, like, all right, you guys already, you got behind the ball about, okay, fine, all right? Just say that, hey, look, you know, to celebrate the anniversary, you know, we want you guys to know that these legacy figures are out now and tell us what you think, you know, let's get some hype up about, you know, other figures down the line. Like, you know what I mean? Like, kind of like massage it a little bit. Don't be like, and these are new. I'm like, no, or, it's not new.
Or say, like, this is some really basic thing that wouldn't be even that great, but it'd be better than this, where it's like, hey, like, here, we're doing the legacy flip heads. Also, here are some exclusive images of, like, the next wave of the flip heads. You can see the other ones. Like, at least then you'd see something that you haven't seen before. Something.
Oh, look, the flip heads. Here's some behind-the-scenes shots of, like, Mighty Morphin back in the day that includes these characters.
Yeah, some, like, we, mm-hmm. Guys, oh my god. Like, do they not, like, talk to Boom?
Not talk to each other? I don't understand. Like, this is, I mean, let me tell you something. I don't understand how a franchise, how a company can, like, mess up 25 anniversary. Like, how can you mess up 20? Like, you.
I mean, they were messing it up already. Like, the live show got delayed / probably canceled, I'd assume. Yeah. Like, they're not even going to have their live show in the 25th anniversary.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I just, this mess right here, like, y'all need to get y'all act together. Because, like, this is why you ain't a Marvel. You ain't even a DC right now. Like, bro, like.
Not even close. Oh, my God.
Get it with the program. Like, stop trying to act like you're talking to 2-year-olds. They're like, wow, this is new? Great. Like, no. Like, you literally are talking to people who have children already who are telling their children, yo, like, get up on this Power Rangers stuff because I grew up with it and you're going to grow up with it too because I said so. You know what I mean? Come on. this is ridiculous right now. Like, yo, y'all don't have no black people up in there. Like, do you have any black people working for y'all? Like, because let me tell you something. Black people would be like, listen, what you not going to do? Come on.
It's really bad. It's demonstrates a fundamental lack of knowing that, like, yeah, like, look, obviously, like, a lot of people who follow, like, the Facebook page or maybe even the Twitter, like, don't get into the nitty-gritty of, like, things that are posted on Ranger Board and whatnot. Like, I get it. I totally understand that. But it's like, guys, don't act like this is some big thing that, like, none of us knew about. Like, if you didn't – how about this? If they didn't tease it, it would have been something. It's like first thing of the year, we're putting out the flip pads, and fans would have been like, yeah, we know. But, like, to tease it like it's this actual big reveal, it's like, don't do that, guys, because that just pisses people off.
Yeah, man, like, yo, bro, like, look, listen. And then we on this site, right? Okay, 25. What I want to do. Then you go over to the museum, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
And, you know, it looks cool. Like, the site, okay, isn't my favorite, most favorite design site, no. But, like, you know, it got its cool parts to it. You know what I mean?
Like, not woke Zordon?
So,
oh, God. The Ask Zordon segment. Oh.
He's as useful as he's always been.
Oh, my goodness. But, like, you go to the museum, right? And then you click on some stuff, and they're like, they get this little trivia, right? You know, Mighty Morphin on August 28th, 1993, Saban's Mighty Morphin Power Rangers debuted on the Fox Kids Network, setting the groundwork for what would become one of the most iconic television shows of all time. Shortly, blah, 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 blah. Like, okay, fine. That's easy, simple, bada bing, bada boom.
And a nice little publicity photo, you know.
Moving right along, right? You know, 94, on July 21st, 1994, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers celebrated its triumphant return with the debut of its second season. Blah, 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 blah. Look, yada, 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 yada. Easy peasy. White Ranger comes. The end. Okay. You know, like, Mighty Morphin, you can't really...
You can't go wrong.
Too much, right?
They can forget about Alien Rangers, but that's fine. Whatever.
It's fine. That's fine. But then, after Mighty Morphin, it just takes a little nosedive. Just a little Zeo. Okay? Not Power Ranger Zeo, but Zeo. Okay. Power Ranger
Brian,
Zeo was the first...
Say that?
Power Ranger Zeo was the first season to update the original Power Rangers costume.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Okay. No, no,
no, no, that's no, you can no. say that, but then say more things.
No, it wasn't. You know why? Alien Rangers. Alien.
Those didn't happen, Lisa.
What? What's that?
You had a completely different team with a completely different costume. They had, it was different.
From I mean, the there's a million things. There's a million things you could add to that. Like, I mean, White Anything. Ranger. I mean, they mentioned the White Ranger, but like, so why then? You know what I mean? You could say they're ninja outfits, which are not Power Ranger
yes.
suits, I guess. But it's, you know what I mean?
Original.
It's a weird thing.
You can, yes, yeah. no, right? So, and then they say Return of Oz to St. John, whoop de whoop de whoop de whoop.
No, no, no. The way they talk about the Return of Oz to St. John, they're like, it helped soothe fans who like couldn't get over like the huge changes
the
in the season.
Extreme change. Yes. No, no, no. Okay, okay. It helped helping to absorb much of the shock of such an extreme change.
Yes, because all the fans serious? Were just sitting there frothing at the mouth over Zeo, and then Austin showed up, and they just bent on one knee and worshipped him. That's
yeah,
how Zeo played
because,
out.
Because, yeah, Austin St. John came back for the first episode of Zeo. That's how it eased us, right? That's
wasn't
right.
he only there for, like, 12 episodes at the end? Like
He wasn't there for that long.
No, he wasn't a huge part of Zeo.
So, like, it weirdly makes Zeo seem, like, kind of bad. Like fans hated it or something.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, oh, Jason came and saved it.
Like, F out of here. Turbo. Yeah. Let's go with Turbo. Whoop-tee-woo. Power Rangers movie. Whoop-tee-woo.
Yeah, they're like, oh.
The way for the latest season, wherein the Rangers went head-to-head with the space pirate Diva Tox and her demonic fiancé. All right. Malagor. I mean, who needs spelling, right? With a little help from Zordon and Alpha 5, blar, blar, blar. Who gives a rat's rear
end? Who cares?
So, I mean, I mean, I'm not going to read all these. But, like, it goes, you go through it and you're like, no, this is wrong. That's wrong. That's not spelled right.
I want to point out the in space one very specifically, because one, like over half of the bio is devoted to shell-shocked because they have nothing else to say about the season, I guess. Weird. But like the image they use looks like something they pulled off Google Images. It's just a screen cap from shell-shocked. I'm like, you don't have a promotional image from shell-shocked? They exist. They're there, guys.
Yeah. Honestly, I would almost just take a picture of the turtles, like, you know what I mean? Like from their own show, even like rather than just that, you know what I mean? Like just like a screenshot from the thing, like anybody can freeze frame and do that in 2 seconds. I don't know. It would seem like they would have access to, you know.
So like their own quality. Image archive?
Yeah.
Right. Something.
Yeah. Where's Samurai? Weird. Where's Samurai at? Let me see here.
No.
They're with RPM.
Oh, RPM. Sort of my bad.
Yes, it was also marked by the last time Power Rangers would be filmed in standard definition. The next time the Rangers showed up on television, they'd be in sparkling high definition. What does that have to do with RPM?
Right.
Why are you using this blurb about RPM to talk about something else? They basically said almost nothing.
Like RPM was one of the most original, fan-loved, creative seasons of all time, and you're talking about HD?
You could have at least gone super gimme and been like, this season spawned like all these stars that are now doing all these like amazing TV shows. Like I would have taken that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Right. And it's not only that they're talking about HD, they're talking about the fact that RPM is not HD.
Yes.
And then we moved on from this trash to HD. You know what I mean? This is like, what are you talking about? Why are you doing this?
Or guys, what about Wild Force, the first season shot in New Zealand?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Or Dino Charge is one. Or no, you were going to talk about Samurai. Go talk about
Samurai. Samurai, right? So, sorry, I had to go Super Samurai, my bad.
Oh.
Power Rangers Super Samurai, the 19th season, is a direct continuation of its predecessor, Power Rangers Samurai. No, duh, Sherlock. Fine. Wherein they continue to battle the evil Master Zandred. The season also featured the first female Red Ranger in Power Rangers history.
Yep. Wrong.
What a lie.
No, first. No. Sorry. No. What?
Why are you
no.
always lying?
No. What? Who? What's Disney? I don't know. I haven't heard of that. First one.
No. In the RPM one, they specifically said, this is the last Disney season. Hooray! Now let's move on to HD. Yes! Saban!
Yay!
But, like, how you just gonna just ignore SBD? Like, how you just gonna ignore that?
Yeah, because SBD's entry is, like, so small and, like, afterthought-y.
And that's the one, you're gonna mention like there hasn't been a Pink Ranger since like eons or whatever, but yo mans needs to put in that they had the first Red Ranger. Don't even get the first female up in there. Don't even try it. Yo, like this thing, these hoes, like I can't.
Yeah, another thing that's like Dino Charge's entry is like, it's like, oh, yeah, here's the summary of the season, whatever. But there were rumblings of a movie that were happening during this season. I'm like, no, like, talk about the actual season. Stop talking. Like, or like, you know, Ninja Steel sucks, whatever. But in Ninja Steel's entry, it's like, yeah, Ninja Steel exists. Also, there was a movie that starred this guy who was in Stranger Things. I'm like, what?
It's pretty, it's just like, not great.
If feels to me like maybe this was done by like the intern person or somebody
this site was done by a third party. I think I read that somewhere. Like it was like the site was like they hired somebody to do this site and this is what they
it's someone who doesn't really truly know the show and just kind of looked up basic trivia, or like they're like intentionally throwing shade on like all of the seasons of like they don't like or something. I don't know. Like, it just seems like almost everyone that I would look to, you know, to be like, oh, let's see what they say about this season that I enjoyed. And it's like the worst possible thing
that they could say. It's so strange that like these are such basic facts. Like even somebody who, like if it was somebody at Saban, like even someone who has a cursory knowledge of this show should know that it's like, oh, that's not correct. Or like, that sounds weird. And also, like, even if this was done by a third-party company, like, nobody at Saban checked it. Nobody at Saban was like, oh, hey, that's not correct. Let's, whatever. It's like, not somebody at Saban was like, yeah, good enough.
Yeah. You got some helmets. And, okay, this may seem, like, really petty. I don't know. But, like, the image, right? Like, just, like, glancing at it is really cool with, like, all the helmets.
Oh, yeah.
I like that as an image.
Yeah.
But then I don't know, like, and it could just completely just be me, but like I look and I see one for Turbo, one for Zio, one for Space, and then look down and I see two for this, two for that, two for that, like all the Saban ones, you know, because they're two seasons. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I get it's totally supposed to, oh, 25 years, 25 seasons, so 25 helmets, right? Like, but there's just, I don't know. There just seems something kind of off and sort of not, I don't know. It wasn't fun for like to see one of all of these and then the rest get doubled up. Ah.
Well, you can thank Nickelodeon. So, I mean, you know, that's what when you get 22 episodes a season, you can thank Nickelodeon for that. But yeah, no, it looks cool, and then you click on it, and then it looks like GeoCities. Like, it's just not. Anywho, so the whole notion, right, like, and you guys had to tell me this later because I wasn't like this, but you know, the whole thing, like, when this announcement came out and then the site and what have you, then there was this hashtag started about, you know, Power Force Lives, and people were telling their good stories about, you know, the franchise and all this other stuff and whatever. And I'll admit, I did not follow any of it, because I was like, oh, this is the thing, okay, what else?
No, I didn't know about it either until the next day or two.
But the larger picture, or the larger point that I want to make is that people are really digging deep to kind of remember why they love this franchise, because they can't look to, well, in terms of TV wise and somewhat toy related, they can't really look to those things to find the joy, because currently people are messing up.
You can't look to the main thing.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people aren't reading the ancillary material, which is a shame. But like, they have to almost, like, I was reading some of those Power Force Lives posts, and some of them were like, oh yeah, this is really, you know, inspiring, like, this is really, like, touching, but they all had the tinge of like, yeah, even if it sucks now, like, you know, it still means something to me from when I was younger. It's like, oh my god, like, this is not good. Like, in a healthy franchise should be having people discuss about what's exciting right now, not remember the good old days.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know when everybody talks like that? At a wake.
Oh, God.
We are gathered here together.
This person was a great human being, even though they were like abusive and terrible. And yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's really, you know, listen, I wasn't expecting much from the Super Ninja Steels or whatever it wants to be called, and I wasn't expecting much from this announcement. like, you know, I mean, you know, you joke around like, oh my gosh, it's gonna be something big. Like, you already know. Like, we already know, right?
We're used to disappointment, yeah.
But like, it's the 25th, though. Like, y'all need to come hard for the 25th, right? Because, like, you know, it's 25, there's not much that lasts for 25 years, you know? So, like, please don't make us look like fools out in these streets.
Listen,
you know?
Power Rangers went to the corner store to get scratchers and smokes a little while ago, but they'll be back. Don't you worry. You just wait. They're coming home. eventually. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. For the better part of 8 years, never. You know, with some exceptions, Power Rangers has been garbage, and people keep trying to, like, convince themselves it's going to be better. Guys, it's been 8 years.
It doesn't get better.
The TV show is not getting better.
No.
I mean, it can if they just try. That's
well, that's clearly not on their, yeah. That's not on their priorities yeah. list.
The key to getting better is trying. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So maybe put that on the to-do list.
sounds like a good idea, right?
Right. Send a memo around. Try.
You are talking a bunch of impossible junk.
Again, it's all the people who are excited for this anniversary episode. I'm like, guys, it's going to suck. Don't lie to yourself. It's going to suck.
Well, I don't. Yeah.
Anywho. So.
But what if Melody Perkins shows up and puts on a wig?
Listen. Let's start. Actually, let's move on, right, to better things.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm down.
Better things. Comics, y'all. Comics.
The comics are amazing. 5 out of 5. Y'all. But now we're going to talk about them.
The comic show.
Which ones are we talking about? I don't even remember if we mentioned specific.
We're talking about MMPR 23 and Go-Go number 6.
Yes, you weren't here for our previous comic conversation where we had to catch up a little bit. But we are up to Power MMPR 23, which will start with MMPR 23. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so since I wasn't here, can I say I can't wait for the original artist to come back, or perhaps for someone else to?
Wow,
we are all on board with that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there are certain things this artist can do. I've said before, like.
Oh no! Wait a minute. This is the guy. Wait, hold up. Wait. Is this the Dan Mora dude? Hold up. Oh snap! You know what? He can do stuff. What? He can do stuff. So we can.
Which one?
Wait, what are we talking about?
Nope, sorry. I'm looking at the wrong one.
Someone named Jonas Scarf. Oops.
Looking at Go-Go. Never mind.
Like, all you have to do.
Right, that one's good. All you have to do
is look at the Rita on page 2. She got some crazy nose. She looks like some old man. Some creepy old Joker looking man.
Is this?
It's her stunt double. That's what happened.
Like, I don't know what is going on here. Why she looks like Fire Marshal Bill. Something is going on. That's a poll, kids. Go Google Fire Marshal Bill.
The story is still great.
The story is good. But this guy can sometimes draw backgrounds, and that's about all he can draw, because everything else, especially the Rangers doing anything, looks like some weird, like, messed up Gumby looking thing.
Yeah, monsters, fine. Backgrounds, fine. People.
Yeah.
Not so much.
I wasn't necessarily trying to, like, start a huge dumping on the artist thing, but I also... I think the artist
serviceable. It's just not great.
Yeah, like, why can't he draw a helmet that actually is roundish?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Why is that so hard?
Not quite what I would hope for, sadly.
Okay.
There's... lots of artists that have worked on, you know, something Power Rangers-y in the comics that I would prefer over this, but I don't know.
But you know what? I'm gonna go with this first page here, right? So, you know, I'm reading my comic. You know, I love me read me some comics. Sometimes I read the previous comics to kind of like remind myself, like, all right, this happened. All right, here we go. But this time I'm like, nah, man, I remember everything. I'm good. I'm straight. You know, this is the first time I'm like, oh, I'm going to be breezing through. Literally, like, the third bubble has a little asterisk. It's like, see issue 7. I'm like, nah, B, I am not going back to an issue to do my homework. No, I'm not doing it. Stop. Give me some footnotes. If out of here. So... I just wanted to mention.
I mean, that is a classic comic book thing, though, where they're just see this to know what we're talking about.
Although they do it very infrequently in modern comics. It was used to be a much more prevalent thing.
Yes,
because now we have Wikipedia.
Every single issue was like, see issue da 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 to know how the Fantastic Four defeated the blah blah blah.
Yeah, I understand. Back in the day, I'm not doing it now. I'm not doing it.
Longest time, you'd always see last issue. Well, thanks, obviously.
Right. That's a little.
So I'm just like, and then you have the nerve to like, we in the 20s now. Like, you have the nerve to say, go back to all the way to 7. F out of here. I'm not doing it. I'll do it when I feel like it. Don't tell me to do it now when I'm in the moment. Don't tell me.
I think it's just there just so you know when it happens, so you can when you want to.
I said what I said.
Anyways.
Yes.
Sheeple.
Sheeple is the greatest thing this comic. Oh my god.
It's great.
The sheeple joke. I'm like, oh my god. So
is
only one Olsen.
The only one Olsen. Like, are we talking about the Mary Kay and Olsen Ashley?
Twins. Yes. There's only one of them. It's a John Oliver joke. Yeah.
Yes. And they're moving back and forth really fast. That's it.
It took me a minute to realize what was going on. It's like, what?
But when you get it, it's like, yes. Oh, there's only one shooter. No, there was more than one shooter.
Yeah, there was more than one shooter. Yeah. I totally got it. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, this is not a joke I expected from Power Rangers.
Yes, and he's got the Illuminati sign on his chest.
Yeah, and he's trying to spread the word. What are you trying to say, though? Spreading the word. Let me shoot. Don't we? Oh, gosh, but the sheeple thing. I'm like, all right, you know what? This is, like, partial, like, the camp of Power Rangers, but partial, like, nah, like, there's some, like, real cuts in here. Like, okay. And, yeah. No, I was digging it.
Earth is flat.
Only one Olsen.
They repeated only one Olsen a few times. I'm like, good, it's your best joke. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
And the way that they're talking about it, they're like, it's like, oh, he's a sheep. Oh, that makes sense. Of course he'd be called Sheeple.
Yeah,
it's like, is a goat? Like, nah, is a ram? Nah, he don't have horns, bro. Like, oh yeah, that's true.
The way they're so casually talking, because like they see this every day, and they're just like trying to figure out like what the name is. I'm like, that's,
it's like, maybe we should just ask him. Like, oh yeah, maybe ask him. Okay, sure, all right. So yeah, hey, so what's your name, bruh? Sheeple. So yeah, no, it's great. Great. I was thoroughly enjoyed. And then we had to cut back to Grace.
Oh, do we not like Grace?
No, I don't.
She's there.
I don't like her.
The implications of what she's doing could be interesting, but it's sort of like, all right, let's get to it.
Like, I don't. Like,
wow.
Homegirl, like, I don't like, I mean, not in the necessary, like, oh, well, it's a little bit of both, right? It's a little bit like, you were really interesting back in 1969, and now you're annoying me, right? Because it's just like, you just get to it. And part of it is like, yo, I don't like her. Like, I just don't like her.
Like, I mean, when you say you don't like her, like, do you mean like she's a villain? She's made to be.
Yes, she is written to not be liked, and I don't like her. So that's good, right? However, she is still just, I mean, it's too much of like, well, I'm still hiding this big old secret. I'm like, just get to it, you know? So it's a little bit of both.
I mean, right? I do think, like, because, like, if you look at the cover, it's like their cool human Megazord or whatever it is, like, doing battle or whatever. And then you open up the issue and it's like, where is that? Like, where is that big scene?
Yeah.
You know? But that, I mean, that's comics in general. They're going to create an image that gets your attention, and it may or may not indicate what's inside the actual book.
Oh, yeah. I don't even pay attention to covers no more. I really don't. Because it's just like, you know, this may happen. It may not happen. You know, we're just creating a cool cover.
Covers are there just to sell the comic.
Yeah. But yeah, look, I mean, they're like, look, we got this other signal from another thing, and it's in Vancouver, they're in New York now. I'm like, oh, you in New York? Oh, you in my stomping grounds? And like, why are you talking like y'all know where to go? Like, all right, like, head down on Broadway and go here. I'm like, you ain't from here. You don't know? Like,
he could have visited.
Listen. If we're gonna count, what's your face? That little crossover thing where he with Batman and stuff, like, that don't count. We ain't count that, right?
I mean, he could have an uncle who's a New Yorker.
You don't know.
Oh, boy.
But I was just like, oh, snap, let me find out if they, like, you know, near any spots that I would go to. But then you just got sheeple around, so.
The defense of New Yorker, I did not see that coming.
What an upset.
Yeah, just sheeples. But yeah, no, Billy was just like, listen, I got an idea, you know, hold him off for a moment. I'm going to do my thing. Jason's like, well, you got to let us. I'm like, I don't get you to let you know nothing. Just hold him off, right? I was like, yes. That's right, Billy. You better put Jason in his place. That's right. That's totally what happened, though. Come on. Like, Billy was like, y'all, like, I'm going to do my thing. I got an idea. Hold him off. If I answer what I have to answer to you with your questions, I can't do what I got to do. So let me just do what I got to do. So Jason was like, all right, I'm going to do my thing. Just let me know what you're planning. No, a little bit. I said what I said. And so he did his thing and tricked the sheeple to attack the sheeple. What is the monster's name, sheeple? Or what's the monster's name? So it's just sheeple attacking sheeple?
Yes.
Sure.
So confusing, but that's all right. It's all right, y'all. Like, the whole, you know what, I ain't mad. Because, you know, we talking about sheep. Like, how deep can you get, you know? Like, they got attacked by a wolf. Like, I mean, how, you know. It's all good. But it meanwhile, makes sense to me.
So
back at the ranch.
I'm sort of amused by the idea that Fenster could have left his captivity whenever he wanted, it seemed like.
Mm-hmm.
He was just chilling until somebody, I don't know, something happened. Is that the implication? But he could just open up a portal and just walk through it whenever?
Possibly. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, they kind of left it vaguey McVigerson's.
There's a bigger story going on there.
Yeah, I don't know. And then Rita, what's the special ability where you could read, like, talk to people's minds and stuff? What's that?
Telepathy.
Yeah.
So she just has telepathy with everybody. Like, is she just, you know, talking in people's minds all the time? Like, that she can see everybody, what they're doing. Like, what's going on?
I guess it's with people that she's had, like, a connection with, because she talks to Tommy in the past. But so maybe it's just, like, people that have been under her spell, under her reign, whatever you want to say.
Okay.
But I do like how she appears in his glasses. That's nice. You can see her.
Ooh, I didn't even notice.
Look at that.
Wait,
look
what?
Look at
in the glasses.
Look at his
glasses. Yeah.
That's cool. I think art-wise, this is the best page with Finster.
Yeah, it is. His art looks better when it's kind of farther away and darker, I've noticed, in general. He's got the he's got the creepy undertones, kind of that's a sketchier style, which doesn't favor giant, large ranger battles in the middle of the day.
Or helmets. Helmets are not great. But yeah, no, like, but like, the Rangers and Grace, though, they're not really feeling Grace, you know. They like, you got very.
They're feeling anything but amazing.
Wow, all right, Tober. So, like, listen.
Oh,
listen.
Deep cut there.
Yes.
Oh, amazing Grace. Wow. Okay.
It took you a second.
His brain was fighting it. It didn't want to do it. Like, no, I will not connect this trash in my head.
So yeah, no, like the Grace and her team, like you know, it was like a military state up in Vancouver. Like, bro, like, is it that deep? Like, Grace was like, yo, is it that? He's like, yeah, we're trying to hold them off and then try to, like, locate the monster. So we waiting for you to get here. And, you know, we did our thing. We had to do what? And they're like, whoa, hold up, though. Like, people can't leave their houses? Like, nah. Like, who wants to leave their house when the monster's out? So listen, as much as I don't like Grace, don't like her. Not a fan at all. Maybe it's a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, right? Did they have to quarantine everybody? Maybe not, right? But at the same time, would I want to go out my house when there's a monster on the loose? Nah, I'm good, son. I'm going to just act like this is so anymore. Gather up all the
you know? Just bundle up, yeah. Netflix?
Yes, exactly.
Call it a day.
That's it. Netflix and chill. That's it.
Chill. Bro, like, what's the big deal? So I think, like, they've had some suspicions, like, here and there, but, like, they kind of, like, overdid it with this one. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, you can't do this to people. I'm like, wait, you mean I can't tell people, like, yo, don't leave your house right now because, like, there's a monster on loose, so, like, we're going to help you out. Like, what's the big deal? I don't know. Is it just me?
It's a complicated thing, which I think Power Rangers often just wouldn't do.
Right.
I appreciate the complexity, and I think Grace is a good villain. As she is, she's a human who's trying to, like, tackle, you know, very non-ordinary civilian-y kind of stuff. And it's not like Lightspeed. Well, actually, I was going to say it's not like Lightspeed, but it kind of is. They have, like, a freaking Zord or whatever. Like, they have Terra Venture, like City or whatever. So they're sort of getting there. I don't know. I like this idea that, like, if Power Rangers existed, right, and there were aliens and there's, like, all this technology, that there would be some group who is not connected to any of it, who would be like, well, we need to gather up all this stuff. Like, we need to, like, do stuff because, like, these Rangers are just random whoever's. Mm-hmm. We're not gonna always be there, you know? It makes perfect sense to me that this would happen. I'm just curious, like, how you end this.
Yeah. They always say, like, the best villains are the ones who truly believe what they're doing is right, and you can actually see things from their point of view, even if you don't agree with them. And I think they're doing a good job of that with her. Like, I totally get her entire point of view, especially when you factor in the fact that she was a Ranger and it all blew up in her face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why she would have zero trust in Zordon, why she would be just as trepidatious of the Rangers as they are of her. So, yes, ultimately, as a reader, you're probably siding with the Rangers in this, but you're also like, she doesn't know everything that we know. The Rangers themselves have questions of Zordon, so, like, it's a very gray area.
Yeah. And if there is a freaking spy that can just be activated whenever and could kill people, like, I can understand how someone would be like, hey, you know, Netflix and chill for a while. Like, we're gonna handle this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it is a frightening sort of, it's like sets a bad precedent. Like, oh, you can just lock down whole cities,
mm-hmm.
and you know. So
yeah, and then because like this time it could be for a legitimate reason, but then what do you feel like? Well, you know, I'ma need to like cut through that line. Get that new iPhone, so right. Let me just lock down our city, you know what I'm
saying?
Too
much traffic. There's a monster in your city. Don't kill your 3-year-old because you think it's a putty.
Oh.
Right, and like, what if she just gets sick and tired of the Rangers and somehow she gets some information that makes her think they're in Angel Grove, and then she's just like, let's lock down Angel Grove and start searching them one by one.
Yeah, I can imagine a few people having an issue with that. Oh, you're gonna search me? Really? For what?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, there's no way to be like, yeah, tell me. It's like, oh, you might be a monster. It's like, yeah, oh, racist.
Right. Oh, so I'm a monster now. Is that it?
Oh, you're going to take my guns? Is that what you're going to do?
No.
You're going to make Angel Grove great again? Is that what you're going to do?
No.
Another monster attack in Angel Grove. Sad.
Wow. Yeah. But look, listen. Billy's all like, "Lay, hey man, I know I'm smart and all, and I'm just here trying to help, trying to do my thing and all of this stuff. But no, but really though, like, so what's the deal? What's the deal with all, like, you got this big facility and you're only using a tiny little bit of energy? Like, what's the deal?" And look, Andrea, she's like, "Listen, hey, we just like efficiency, all right?" He's like, no, but really though, I mean, you have this big thing that you're using, and you're using, you gather up all these resources and all this energy, and you only use a little bit. So like, what's the really? I don't know nothing. We don't know nothing. End of story. Let's go back. It's like, and we're done. Like, you wanted to work here and everything. No, you sound familiar. And nope, I don't sound familiar. Bye. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Bye.
No.
So
no, yes. No speaker English. No
speaker. None. I expect, you know, because she was just like, "Oh, you sound like a young person." He's nah, man.
exactly.
Nah, B.
I am not a teenager. I am a man.
It's like, nah, I sound real manly right now, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, what about that energy, though? And he's like, I don't know nothing, bye. So, listen, like, that whole exchange, like, you know what was happening. You know what they were setting up. You know. Like, homeboy was gonna go on his own reconnaissance mission. Okay? Because none of these rangers to trust the Grace, and they all know, and Billy. He's just like, doop, 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 doop. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, hey, guards, what's up? You know, I'm just looking around. What's behind there? What's up? You know, let me through? They're like, nope. Like, all right, yo, you know, I get it. You know, all right, have a nice day, or whatever. Doop, doop, boop, boop. And I'm going to teleport.
Yes. Like,
why don't you just do that in the first place, bruh? Like...
Well, I mean, this isn't the first time that Billy has snooped around and found Tommy in the base, so.
Oh, no, sure.
Is it true. Tommy or is it the Winter Soldier? Because I was
nice.
Yeah, it's some elderly woman.
It's Sebastian Bach. Whatever his name is.
Stan. Sebastian.
Stan. Whatever his name is. Sing down. Yeah.
Bucky? What? Who the hell's Bucky?
How old is Draken in his alternate future anyway? Because he looks
rough.
Yeah. Well, they made it seem like he was older.
Yeah, I'm like, are we talking 30? Are we talking 40?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I could believe close to 30.
Okay. But, he looks like, you know, like there should be an APB out on him or something. Like,
okay.
I feel that way about Tommy generally.
Like, he shouldn't have a white tiger. He should have a white panel van that's unmarked.
Stupid.
Some lollipops.
Yes.
But yeah, no, this, I mean, when we talk about the artist and the faces, like, this looks nothing like, this looks like a completely different man. Like, this doesn't even, it's no semblance of Tommy in any of this. I'm like, all right. Like, okay.
I like his squishy fat roll abs, too, that are just
fine. I mean, that's okay. I mean, whatever. It's dark in here, right? I mean, it has to be the atmospheric, yeah.
He's so veiny.
Something.
Well, I mean, he's got tubes and contraptions on him. I mean, there's like a literal tube coming out of his arm. Like, what is this?
He's got lightning hands.
It's So, you know, but you know what? I'm kind of mad that we heard that Draken is coming back before we read this. You know what I mean? Because, like, you know, when I read the part where Billy was going to be snooping around, I was like, oh, well, that's why, because he's going to find Draken. You know what I mean? Like, they should have just not said that earlier on, like, back in October. Like, they should have kept that to themselves. Because, like,
in general, I kind of wish they would have done another storyline before we went back to Draken. Like,
I wish they would have done 12 different stories before we went back to Draken. Yeah,
but like, let's do like 30 issues and then Draken comes back, huh?
Because the cliffhanger was like what, issue like 18 or something like that. Like, it was not very long ago.
No, so, not at all. No,
we just have a tiny little Finster story, and then it's like, all right, back to Draken, because fans love themselves some more new Tommy.
Yes, and the Finster story is now sort of overtaken by, oh, Tommy's back again.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of, so in other words, he never really left. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's always,
and always this is been Draken.
This is the exact thing that I remember complaining about. I don't remember when exactly, but I remember complaining about the quote unquote surprise villain on the last page. It's a trope of comics, but this is exactly what I'm talking about. You know, it's the Joker. You know, it's whatever the hell, like the same dude that you just defeated, you just sent to Arkham. And of course he escaped somehow. And like the whole cycle just repeats itself. And I'm not saying, I mean, obviously like there's cycles, things repeat, you know, certain stories will seem similar, blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to feed even more into that, you know? Like, I do wish that we could have just moved on or riffed on it somehow. I don't know. Like, but just don't bring the same dude back to do more of the same kind of stuff.
I'm genuinely curious if this is what Kyle wanted to do now, or if there was any sort of pressure. If there's any sort of pressure where it's like, hey, you know, I know you guys want to bring Draken back eventually, but you want to do it now? You want to do it right now? Yeah, I think it'd be good at WGT if you do it now.
I wonder if they had a plan going, like, is all this stuff with Grace and whatnot going to like be put on hold for a minute when Shattered Grid starts? Because I know Draken is part of Shattered Grid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I did think in general that Draken was a popular character and they don't want to keep him away too long. And so they're going to work his way into the comic as soon as they feel like it's appropriate. And they feel like now it's appropriate because they want people to buy the comic. Like, they want to sell the comic. And so if you have a popular character and they leave and then people just like, and to be fair, like, I mean, they, you know, the comic's been good, but it took a little dip, not because Draken left, but people might see it that way. And then so it's like, all right, we're gonna bring back the popular character. Like, you know, like, I don't think it's that deep. I really don't.
Yeah, it's just, to me, it's just short-term gains too, because like, you have to have some faith in the writer that he can do that, you know, he can do something more than just that one note, like new fancy Tommy. Like, that's an easy route to go. It really, really is. And if you just keep milking that character forever, like, it shows so little faith in his ability as a writer. Like, he can do other things. He can create other characters that will also be interesting. You don't just have to milk the Tommy cow dry. I don't know.
Say that five times fast.
Right? And hey, that's another reason why we all love Go-Go. Because Tommy's not there.
Yay!
And it doesn't suffer because there is no Tommy.
Right.
Fancy that.
Like, somebody point that out to the right people, please.
Mm-hmm.
No Tommy. Still great. Still
no Tommy. Tommy. Story's better. Pass it on.
Yep.
That's not to say that, like, the main comic is bad. It's just that it's very good, but Go-Go is just even better.
True.
They're both pretty great. Yeah. Although, I mean, I'm liking the art right now more in Go-Go.
Go-Go's fun. It's fun art. It's nice and bright. Yo, can we talk about how are we done with the main comic? Are we done with the main comic?
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
So Go-Go gives us that squat backstory that you never knew you wanted.
Right? Baby it's squat. Look at that baby squat. He's so
cute. Dude, that moment where Squat's mom is like, we're gonna show this thing that he practiced. He's like, he's gonna do great. And then she just whispers, please do it right.
Oh.
Of course that.
That's sad. They're giving up their kid to save themselves, basically.
And it doesn't even work.
And Rita almost kind of like recognizes that. She's like, you guys are bad parents. Bye.
Yeah, she doesn't like it. Like,
I love that.
I almost expected her to just like blast them like right there. But I guess that didn't quite happen.
That didn't pass inspection at Saban.
All right. Oh, well.
But, you know.
Maybe, hey, it opens the door for them to come back for some random reason.
Right.
I don't know.
So when we do our epic squat 4-part miniseries.
Yeah, right, of course. Sure.
I'm sure that's right around the corner, right?
Who needs pink when you could have squat?
Yeah. Right?
I'd read it in a minute.
Team of squats. One of them's got a hoodie.
Make them the last page villains. Let's do it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. Oh, goodness. But nah.
They're going to be the true villains of Shattered Grid. Calling it now.
The squat squad?
Yes.
For that name alone, they should be.
Hashtag squad.
Hashtag squat squad. See, that squad 5 times fast.
Squad goals.
Squat.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
squat
God.
Goals? You said squat goals?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
See, there's your marketing campaign right there. Boom.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. But nah, but like, we come to present day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And day 16, y'all, or 17, whatever.
16. And they've done a lot of rangering in 2 weeks.
It's a lot of rangering, you know? And Jason, he's a little punk, and so he can't even be man enough to be like, yo, Treaty, so you know I heard that you got the ills for me, yo. Like, what's up?
Sometimes just for fun, I read his comic dialogue in the ASJ voice, and it's brilliant. It's like, oh man, Treaty!
I go probably
stupid. Stupid Jason. That's a little more. It's over Kevin.
I know. It's little Kevin.
They get mixed up in my head. No, if it was Kevin, it would be like, Trini, I just wanted to ask you to the dance.
Oh, no. But yeah, but he punks out. It's all right. It's all good. And then like Billy and them, they're trying to figure out Zach's little secret admirer. And he's just having a good time with his little mystery, you know. He in no rush. He don't need to figure it out because, you know, all the women's want him and everything and all this other stuff. And it's like, nah, Billy actually is this person. Like, because, like, it's like right here. Like, it's kind of.
Yeah.
Right here. So just go and talk to her. That'd be great.
Like, it's the geeky chick.
It's come on. The girl with the glasses. Who,
yeah.
Just a little bit. And he's like, oh, okay, I guess I gotta be the good person and talk to her. Talk to the blind. Great.
You know, for once, I would like for someone with glasses to just be a person with glasses because they have poor eyesight, not because, you know.
And they're nerdy. Yeah.
Right.
Let's get like a bully jock to just have glasses.
There you go.
Just an ordinary, just a human. Like, no, they don't have to, like, well, I mean,
they could be, know. They could be a person who is, you know, the bullyish side, right? And then when the bully wants to fight, they wear contacts. Because, you know, glasses is expensive. You know, you can't be just, like, crushing glasses when you get into fights and stuff. So they be like, yeah, that's right. And what? I got contacts today. You know what that means. You know, like, it could be
a whole thing. Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. I'd like that.
Could be a whole thing. But, nah. But glasses means I'm a nerd and I like, I'm smart. But and I'm shy. Glasses always mean shy and I don't talk and I'm very smart. Yes,
and I built a time machine in my spare time. Yeah. Like, what is... Okay, whatever. Because people who have poor eyesight are geniuses. That's...
Hello, duh, I have glasses. Hello.
Thank you.
That's right.
Hello.
We are the smartest.
Hello, duh. There it
goes. Of course.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And I love we're still doing the bulk is running, you know, his little campaign with his copyright violating Power Rangers t-shirt.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that was great.
Be careful. Saban's going to sue you. It happens, great. Trust me.
Oh, yes,
indeed.
Indeed, it does.
Yep.
I mean, you As know, I it, zip is, up my it doesn't, it doesn't happen if you are horrible at it. It only happens when you're really good at it.
Yes. If you just make a white t-shirt that says Rangers Rule, they're not going to come for you.
Oh, nah.
You make something that actually looks like high quality and someone would actually want to spend money on?
Yeah!
You are Get out of
here. Right! You know, it might have been of the hoodie nature, but, you know, whatever.
And then you make, like, an inferior version of it, right?
I mean, it's not like there's any real-life examples.
No.
Right. Just riffing.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, everybody is totally want these shirts. They are totally here for these shirts. So, right. So he's going to be running for the homecoming queen. And these mean girls are just like, girls, you saw it. I warned him. What happens next is not my fault. Like, what is this?
Are you going to murder him?
No, what you do is you take a picture of Bulk and you stab it in the wall with scissors.
All right, Bulk, we're cutting you out.
It's crazy. It is so crazy. Yo, and then, okay, like, maybe this was just me, and I will totally own it. But then the next page, I'm like, all right, so it's somebody's family. All right, maybe it's Jason's family. Oh, yeah, I didn't know he had a little sister. All right, I know all that. And I literally look at the next panel, I'm just like, yo, Jason looks different. <I'm> so stupid.
It took you a minute.
So dumb. I'm like, wait. That's, and then I'm like, oh, snap, that's not Jason. Whoops. Whoopsie doodles. Okay. All right, I forgot. We have fake Matt. Forgot. That was a thing. So, yeah. So fake Matt gets attacked.
See last issue.
Yes, see last issue.
Yes.
Yes, so fake Matt gets attacked by Goldar and some putties. They are not shredding putties yet.
Not yet. They're smash. In putties. Smash.
And so then the team is called to help the dude out. Meanwhile, Billy look at Suavemente.
Is meeting with the chick he was talking with in MMPR.
Yes, nice. I love it. Love the connections. It's excellent.
Yeah. It's not like bash you over the head.
Right. It doesn't overly draw attention to itself. It's just you're telling your story.
There you go.
It's great.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, gotta go. And they're like, but wait, but I know you're nervous, homeboy, but just say why you want to be here before you leave. Like, what's going on? And then he goes into this whole spiel that I'm just like, oh, he's just afraid. Like, hell, poor thing.
Hits you in the feels.
In all the feels. Suavemente has to leave. Oh.
Yeah, wishes he didn't live in his own head. Poor guy. Always worried.
Yeah. And then, meanwhile, again, I'm like, that looks like Jason.
Hey, it's Dark Jason again. What's he doing?
I mean, I recognize him at this point because of the clothing, which is just like clear. It's like Lightspeed Rescue. Like, they wear the same outfit every day.
Right. But, like, to me, right, I keep forgetting in this version that Jason looks more Asian than
true,
but this Matt guy is supposed to so that's what confuses me. I'm like, okay, right, Jason is Asian in this version, got it. But I finally figured it out when I'm like, oh, right, it's fake Matt. Fake Matt still looks like a monster. Got it. Got it. Got it. And then Zach totally is like, yo, I know what's up. I know what's up, though. So, yeah.
Zach's not stupid. That's what I love is that, like,
yes.
In any other version of Power Rangers, you'd be like, oh, I didn't see that, or what? Like, here, like you know, skipping ahead a little bit, with Trini later, he's like, yo, something's up. Mm-hmm. Something's up. And I don't want to say anything until I'm sure, because, you know, that's Kimberly's man and everything. But we got to check this out.
Yeah.
Because he was just like, listen, I saw him talk to the putties, and then they went away. Like, that don't happen. So, what's up? And she was just like, yo, so, like, we should, like, say something, though? Because, like, I don't know. And he's like, ah, let's fall back, you know.
Right.
But you know, Zach know he has to talk to his fellow minority. He know. But yeah, no, this comic here, man, it's just really good. It's really mm-hmm. good, you know. It's
pleasing.
Even when Billy gets there at the last moment and it's like, oh, look, he's looking like he's going to save the day. Nah, he's like, son, Goldar got him. Like, he's about to crack his skull. Right. And just when you're like, what's going to happen now? You don't expect minivan.
Goldar gets wrecked.
You don't expect that. Like, there's these things where you're just like, okay, all right, you know what? I can get down with that.
All forms of PR media from the last year that we enjoyed involve car wrecks. That's just how it goes.
Stupid.
They do. You need a good car wreck. Although it did zero damage to the minivan. You look at that last panel of that page, zero damage to the minivan.
Well, it's far away. Who knows? What the...
Again, with a mother's minivan, no less, right? Because mm-hmm. he just took the mom minivan. I mean, at least it didn't like completely crash and had to explain to his mama, like, see what had happened was, you know.
Mm. Right. Well, I mean, I'm sure. They know. I mean, there was a monster. You could just say, hey, I hit this thing with my car. Well, with your car. Whoops. Sorry. I was, you know, busy not dying.
But see, that's the thing. RJ couldn't be all, in the movie, couldn't be all like, hey, yo, ma, so like, I took your minivan and like, you know, me and my friends, we, you know, had to get on in this adventure thing and found this thing and then we crashed it though. But I was trying to save my friends because... they're about to die, and so that's why, like, you know, it's a little different.
Right. This is just like, all you're doing is telling me reasons why you're gonna get new friends tomorrow. Like, that's pretty much, yeah.
Oh man, but I, you know what? But here's my thing, right? Maybe y'all have a different opinion. Okay. Hmm. At the next page, right? And they're back at the command center, and Jason's just like, yo, where were you? Like, why you couldn't answer your communicator? What's up? Why you away so long? What's going on? He's like, I was handling some stuff, but I came in, right? So I'm good. Like, we good. Like, Holmes, like, I'm good. And then Jason's like, listen, that could have been any of our, you know, what if we can't, like, form the Megazord without you? Like, what's up? What's up? What's good? You know? Everybody's like, yeah, and then like Kimberly's like, but like that could have been any of our parents, and now they have a target on their back and whatever and blah blah blah. Well, nobody's caring about Matt right now. What's wrong? You know, like all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All like really riding Billy like mad hard. Like for me, I get what they're saying, but I'm just like, bro, chill, like. Homeboy is trying to live his life and he made it sort of kind of a little bit, but like what y'all think though?
I tend to mostly side with Billy in a general concept of you don't owe them an explanation for every single step you make. Not everybody is like Jason, where you need to train all the time and always be monitoring stuff and always be vigilant about Power Rangers stuff. Like, it's fine to have a life outside of that.
And it's actually very important to doing it correctly, because if all you care about is like focusing on the job, as it were, like, you're going to lose sight of everything else in your life, and you'll be, and then you'll end up doing your job less effectively if you don't have anybody to protect yourself, you know?
Right. And so, yes, I mean, yes, Billy could have just said, hey, I was doing this, but if he, and it doesn't feel like it's that big of a deal if he tells them, but if he doesn't want to, then, you know, you can respect his privacy in that sense. And also, like, eventually, you know, obviously this is like day one stuff, but it's pretty common in Power Rangers for only a handful of them to show up at one time because others are indisposed or whatever. Like, good Lord, if your whole theory is you can't show up by yourself, then they should fire Tommy on day one when he shows up.
Right.
That's all that guy does. Show up by himself.
For real. So, like, I mean, I get it. Like, I understand you want the team to be there all the time. And literally, like, this is like day 16 or 17 or whatever. Like, they are just like short of 3 weeks doing this thing. So they think, like, all right, we got to be together at all times, always, all the time. What's going on? That's what we do, you know? So they're still learning. They're still learning.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, like, Jason, you need to chill. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can't even like roll up to a chick, be like, yo, chill out, right?
I mean, it is a...
You got secrets. You got
a little different.
Got a little different.
Like, he's looking with green or whatever. It's not a life and death.
Oh, it's life and death for him right now, because he feel like, oh man, I need to focus on the team or whatever. So, you know, I can't really approach her right now about my personal stuff, because that's going to interfere. Like, how far is an excuse? You just don't want to approach it. And what... And what? I see you. But yeah, no. Everybody's all like all in their feelings and everything or whatever, especially Kimberly, because, you know, they were after her mans and them, you know. So
yeah.
And what's his name? Real Matt is getting all testy on the moon. He's like, first of all, why am I breathing here? Like, I shouldn't be, but, you know, and stop giving me food, because I'm not gonna eat. Because, again, not supposed to be breathing on the moon. Like, what's up? And just when you think, like, the issue is going to end, it really doesn't. Like, it keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an actual good version of the Ninja Steel theme. You think it's over, but then it keeps going.
Hey, bonus.
Yeah, man, because I'm just like, oh, okay, wow, they're going to end on the moon? Nope. Then they go back and they talk to fake Matt some more, and Zach ain't having it. Zach is not having it.
I love Zach and all these comics being like, excuse me? No.
Not having it. You know?
He's just giving him that side eye.
All the eyes are sideways. All of them. Yeah. You know? So yeah, because, like, Zach, again, like, what Seamus mentioned before, was just, like, went up to treat him like, yo, son, Matt is not himself. He don't remember some stuff, and then he sort of remembers some stuff, and then I saw him with them putties, and them putties went away from him. Like, it was nothing. Like, what's the deal? What's the tea? But, man, but again, you think it's going to end. It doesn't end yet. Then they go back to Bulk and Skull. Like, I don't, like, this issue is just, this keeps giving and giving.
It gives.
It just gives.
No extracurricular activity.
You know?
What a wonderful
thing. I love that.
Come on.
Fantastic.
It's perfect.
It's giving. And then you finally get to end, right? Finally get to end. Because, you know. Because, you know, Bulk and Skull, you know, they're trying to get their dates or whatever, and then they negotiate their dates, and that's adorable, because, really, that's what they have to do in order to get dates. They got to negotiate some terms, you know? But then we go back to the Kimbleys and the Matts and, you know, him acting all weird, and she, like, wondering what's up, and Billy's like, look, listen, I know you're concerned about your mats and them, and I know that I am also concerned about my situation. So maybe I shouldn't be the Blue Ranger anymore, and Matt should be the new Blue Ranger. Bloop, boop, boop, boop.
Great.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at that little vision of the future. Jason's almost smiling. And Matt's arm is cut off.
Well, what I love about this thing is that obviously the whole thing with Matt's not going to work out, right? It's obviously that like something's going to happen. And I think that this helps to then inform the team's reaction to when not only that Tommy shows up, that Tommy wants to join the team, that if they already had someone possibly they were considering joining the team, and then that then screwed them over, even if it is the fake Matt, right? Or maybe they won't learn that. Who knows? That could explain a lot of their apprehension that we saw in the early issues of the NPR comic of them bringing Tommy onto the team.
Right.
And especially being brainwashed or whatever, or tricked by the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what if something like, cause you know, we don't see Matt in the, you know, Power Rangers in the mainline comic. So what happens? Does he move away? Does he die? Like, I mean, I feel like they'd be a little more broken up if he died, but something bad is probably going to happen to him.
Yes. They've found a way to keep you interested in the prequel and finding out what happens in the prequel. And it's not just like, oh, the Earth is going to be destroyed. No, it's not. Angel Grove will be real. No, it is. No, we're good. We already know, like, none of that stuff is happening. No one's dying. Nobody's, you know. So how can they keep you interested? For those people who, you know, would say, oh, what's the point of a prequel? We already know everything that's, you know, there's no danger. Well, here we go with Matt. And they actually successfully created a new character that is interesting and will capture your attention. And all the other characters who we know and love still have ample time to be involved and relevant and interesting.
Which means that after the Matt storyline ends in 6 issues, they're going to bring Matt back and then they're going to make a PMC Matt figure. It's going to be great.
Oh my God, stop.
All Matt all the time. The return of Matt. Yay!
Return of the Matt.
Oh, return of the Matt. Once again, return of the Matt. Oh,
oh my God.
My God.
Be strong.
If they don't call one of the issues Return of the Matt, like, I...
all night long.
At prom, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
At prom!
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So, like, we didn't
That's mention, an extracurricular.
You didn't mention Paramorphicon and their, you know, extracurricular activities at the convention, but one of them being a prom.
We're going.
What is this?
Are we going?
Yes, we are.
Why would you do that to yourself, Jer?
We're all literally going. What is this? I don't know what this is.
Oh, you didn't hear that there's going to be a Paramorphicon prom?
Where did we read that? Let me see.
That was on the official Morphicon website.
Oh, okay.
Under their like buried under like they really buried the lead, didn't they? When they announced the Drakkon figure.
And I feel like we knew that already.
Right? Yeah, it had. Maybe, I don't know.
I think it leaked, you know, when the tickets went up, and then...
Oh, yeah, yes, maybe. It was briefly on the website for like 15 minutes, and then they fixed it, but everybody saw it.
Right. Let me see. I'm gonna try and find this thing here. Okay, what is this? What is the name of this freaking... What's the name of the site? Official...
I don't know.
Morph. This is great. Great radio. Great Morph.
I just typed Paramorphicon, whatever. Yeah, officialparamorphicon.com.
Yeah, that's what I typed. It's not show. Oh, whatever, dude.
Guess not. So it's Ninja Steel. No one cares. Lord Drakkon figure. Yes, under exclusives. Do not
excuse me. I care about Geordi. Let's look about.
Oh my god.
By the way, this art to advertise the figure is awful. It's really bad.
It's not great. They could do better.
Like why is he like lemon lime Drakon? It's Mountain Dew Ice Drakon.
Yeah. So. So yes, the Power Morphicon update, right? Okay, wait. Power Morphicon end of review.
End of year review.
End of year review.
That's nothing. That's just talking about moving destinations.
Okay.
Exclusives.
All right.
Exclusives. Legacy Lord Drakon.
Yeah, whoop-de-woo. Standing 6 inches tall and featuring multiple points of articulation. Whoop-de-woo. You know you're getting it, so let's just not kid ourselves. Did we buy those already?
Power Morphicon events.
Okay. So, okay, yes. We are working on several great events for our 2018. Okay. And we will be announcing them as they are finalized. Events in the works include the Power Morphicon Welcome Party, hosted by Moshi on Friday night. I don't know who that is.
Nope.
We'll also have the Power Morphicon Prom, hosted by That Hashtag Show, as well as our cosplay contest on Saturday night. And on Sunday, we are proud to present the Bandai Shogukan Super Mini Pla Power Rangers Megazord Model Contest and Power Ranger Custom Toy Contest. The Power Rangers art exhibit will be open all 3 days of the event, hosted by Q-Pop. And there are going to be some other things and other stuff. But yeah, Power Morphicon Prom, y'all.
Like, okay, do a prom, but you have to dress in clothes that they would have worn in MMPR.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Like, everybody gets the dashiki. Or everybody needs to wear red jeans. It's gonna be great.
No, you have to wear Zach's outfit from Oyster Stew.
You can do your Rocky cosplay. Just wear something that's 5 sizes too big for you.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Like the prom is just gonna be a 90s party with people in tuxedo tees. Like, that's what it's gonna be.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not mad. I'm not mad at it.
I'm not gonna go. I don't wanna go, but whatever. Sounds like fun.
Sounds like fun. So Jimmy's like, we're all dressing up like Billy. We're gonna put on our overalls. It's gonna be fantastic.
Dance battle. Billy.
We all have to be Billy through the ages. So someone has to wear like the tiny tank top where he got jacked and suddenly. It's
gonna be great. Alright, I gotta start training right now.
Yes. You have to be jacked, Billy.
Oh my gosh. This is crazy. And not the prom, you guys. Look, I mean, they have many events.
Who's gonna be movie Billy? Who's gonna be movie Billy then?
Me.
All right.
Tristan, you can be powerless. You have to be powerless, has to wear gray Billy in Zio. You can only wear gray
turtleneck
or brown.
Turtleneck.
Is it gray?
Billy.
No, it's like Zio. He's in black, right?
He was in black.
Sometimes he had black, but then Jason showed up and that got vetoed. And you know.
That is true. So then he had to wear off-whites. Grays. Yes.
I will never get over that like first episode. I think when Jason came back and like Billy's hanging out in the juice bar and Rocky's like, wait, Billy, what are you doing here? He's like, I had to get outside. I don't live there, you know? And Rocky's like, I thought you did.
Aw, poor Billy.
Self-aware humor.
And Billy's just like, you stole my color, you son of a...
Hey, Rocky, don't talk that smack. I will rip that color away from you.
Yeah. You ain't getting red back, son, so you know. Could be worse. You could get replaced by a kid. Oh.
Yeah. About that. about that. Oh wait, are we done with the comic? Wait.
We are. We're, you know,
yeah, the comic Gogo's amazing. Like,
Like we could sit here and just tell you, just like how we all, you know, without even saying it, agreed the episode was a 1 out of 5. The comics are 5s. We're like, we're killing it. It's good stuff.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Best thing, and I'm genuinely looking forward to Shattered Grid. Like, I think I'm like those, like, calling it right now, easiest call ever to make in the history of ever, Shattered Grid will be better than the actual TV anniversary episode. You know it.
Well, of course.
No. You think?
You know, if only, like, if only there was, like, an adaptation that could take the comics and, like, bring it to life. That'd be great. That would be great. I mean, it'll be too early. I'll admit, you know, we're still in the early stages, but, you know, down the line, just think about that, because, quite frankly...
So just tell the same story, like, from the comics?
Well, no, here's the thing, right? You have the show, and the show is not doing nothing, right? So then you can have, like, a little freeform or, you know, Netflix-y show that could, you know, be an adaptation.
Adapt the comic, like, straight up.
I mean,
there's something.
If the show airs on CW, you know, maybe you adapt Gogo, go for that, you know, little bit of the soap opera-y vibe.
Yeah. It could be freeform / C-dubs, you know, like, it could totally work there.
What if they put it on CBS All Access?
Don't say that.
Now, see, the people at home don't know that we had this whole conversation about that.
Yeah, yeah. Before the show started, we had a very long discussion about how much we don't want to pay for CBS All Access.
Even though Star Trek Discovery is great, shut up.
I might. Because, oh my gosh. Hate.
Wow.
Hate.
I mean, but good anyway. Lord, this time last year we included like a half hour of us reacting to, what was it, the Academy Awards?
Well, that was amazing. I mean...
No, it was the Golden Globes, wasn't it?
Golden Globes.
No, it was the Academy Awards.
Okay. See, I got it right for once. I knew which one was which.
Moonlight.
That was magical.
It was Moonlight, okay. Yes.
Like, I couldn't edit that out. I couldn't edit out that magic.
No. That's history right there. That's
exactly. What? Get out of here. So, like, how are the Oscars going to top that now?
They're going to top.
They're going to be boring, man. They got to get something wrong.
We have to be more problematic. Like, what can we do? I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, Get Out is nominated. My Jordan Peele is nominated. Like,
yeah.
I'm telling you right now, if that fish movie wins over Jordan Peele, it's a wrap.
I mean, Get Out is very good. I haven't seen The Shape of Water, so I can't comment.
Can we talk about how RJ Kyler was snubbed for any award ever? Like, I knew nothing from that film was ever going to get nominated, but like, come on, RJ Kyler was great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, briefly, yeah, like how, like, nothing from Power Rangers got nominated for nothing.
But you know what did get nominated? Boss Baby.
And we did actually mention that. We actually mentioned, yep, and we mentioned that, too, on the podcast previously, so that's funny.
Were there only 5 animated movies last year?
Yeah, for real, because they it's the exact same nominations as the Golden Globes.
Okay.
Nope. Boss Baby can go eat one. But hey, but Beauty and the Beast, I don't think they got nominated for anything, right?
No, yeah, no, they did. It's for like costume design or something.
Oh, they got okay.
Well, they can have it. Whatever.
Yeah, they didn't get any real nominations. That's fine.
He said real ones again.
You know what I mean.
There are people in costuming that work very hard.
Very hard.
And what they do.
For the ones that the general audience cares for.
Right.
So
Like, these are all the ones at the beginning that they like. They just rush through.
They play the music really soon, right? They're like, I'd like to thank... I'm like, oh, yo, like, can I
I'd like to thank Toyota, because the Toyota commercial has started.
Oh, gosh.
See, I imagine, can you imagine if Power Rangers were nominated for something and it won, they just played...
So, this may be a little... This is a completely different topic here, but did you see a post that our friend Tyler linked to?
No.
That says, one word convinced tweeters that Donald Trump is a Power Rangers fan.
Wait, what?
What?
Wait, where did link that up? Link.
Yeah.
No.
We're gonna start talking about this.
Link.
Hold on.
Ooh. What?
Where'd you link it? Did you link it in?
Hold on. There it is.
Oh, I can't see.
Okay.
Huffington Post.
Tweeters gleefully mocked the president on Wednesday over his choice of words while discussing immigration plan.
You know, I thought this too. I did when he said it. I'm just like, what?
Trump says immigration plan will lead protections for younger immigrants morph into citizenship in 10 to 12 years.
Oh, whatever.
Morph into citizenship.
And then the
jokes. I guess the dreamers are becoming Power Rangers.
What? What? There's so no
like President Trump stated that dreamers can morph into citizens. Did he watch a few episodes of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers earlier this week? It's morphin' time then.
They don't air that on Fox and Friends, so I don't know.
Right. They don't, yeah. That's another thing. Morph into, okay. We understand that morph is a word, right?
It's a real word. I know. However, when he said it, I was just like, as a fan, I'm just like, oh, wait. So
get back to me when you find out that Trump is like a trashy weeb and he said, we're going to henshin into citizenship.
With the translator's note.
Yes.
Okay.
Translator's note. Only idiot Americans say henshin in the middle of their sentences. Because they want to sound Japanese and cool.
That's weird.
Oh, goodness gracious. But anyway. But that happened. That was a thing. Anywho. Back to Oscar talk.
I forgot what's going on.
No, what? No, wait. I'm waiting for Trump to say Obaka Chan Tachi. It's going to be great.
Oh, goodness. But yeah, no. If anybody thought that the Oscars were going to recognize Power Rangers in any sort of way,
you don't understand the entertainment industry.
It was a year of, well, it's always a year of Star Wars, and it's always a year of some other Transformers / whatever movie or some other sci-fi movie. Like, you know, there are tiers, okay? And Power Rangers was not on that Oscar tier. So
yeah, Power Rangers is lucky to be on the Kids' Choice Award tier.
Well, it's also a thing of, like, with the Oscars, it's not just like, oh, they watch every movie and they decide which one they like the most. No, it's that the studios, like, wine and dine the Academy in a sense. Like, they send them screeners and stuff. And you know Lionsgate was not sending out a single screener for Power Rangers for this awards. You know they weren't.
I mean, they're...
For your consideration, like, they should have, like, done some joke ones, like... You know what I mean?
Dude, Lionsgate already forgot they made a Power Rangers movie. Come on.
For your consideration, best original or adapted screenplay, RJ Kyler. Like, what's up?
Right? Come on.
What's up?
You can't even like give an award to like Elizabeth Banks or Cranston, you know?
Can you imagine if Elizabeth Banks was nominated for Best Supporting Actress for Power Rangers? Oh my god.
Yeah, no.
That's not happening.
Well, she got awards for that, what you call it, movie? The Hunger Games, and she dressed up like a crazy person in that, too. Same difference.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, as much as I say all this, like, yeah, there was no way. I never expected it to ever get nominated. Never, never.
It's like all the
Marvel movies that, like, everybody loves never get nominated, except for, like, maybe visual effects.
Yeah, or, like, sound editing or something.
It's just, again, like, not a real award, yeah.
What are you saying?
There are hardworking sound people.
Not for one that would matter to people. Like, you can't roll up into work and be like, hey, losers who made fun of me for Power Rangers, it won a sound editing Oscar.
But like,
well, they wouldn't Oscar's say that. They would just Oscar, say, though. Listen, like, I'm an Oscar winner, biatch.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Where's your Oscar? Exactly. Right. Like, you can't, like, this is not like the local Emmys. You know what I mean? Like, it's not... like,
daytime Emmys, different. Baby.
You know, so...
Hey, like, can we also never forget Emmy-winning Kamen Rider Dragon Knight? Never forget.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No, it was daytime. Daytime Emmy-winning Kamen Rider Dragon Knight.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Kamen Rider Dragon Knight won a daytime Emmy for stunts.
Yeah. That was a thing. Which honestly, kudos to them. Like, yeah, for real. Like, good on you. Like, you got a thing. I mean, it was daytime. It was you're not even counting, like, the good shows. Okay, counting, like, soaps.
But, well, yes. But, yeah, and other children television, yes. So, right, the hierarchy, right? Prime time. Then creative, then daytime, or daytime, then creative? Because you got your creative Emmys.
Oh, okay. What's that then?
The ones that are like the technical stuff, like best, you know, algorithm to fix a thing. Like, you know, like those types of stuff. Yeah. Like, you know. Yeah. I think they have like creative Oscars too, but I forget. Anyway,
like, daytime Emmys are all right. Like, you know, again, it's for, like,
but the lower tier, the local Emmys, right? The local ones where, like, the mom and pop shops in your local, like, you know, give out local Emmys to, like, some news, like, okay, best weatherman. Like, I mean, local ones that don't count.
That may as well be like a plastic trophy they give out at work if you, like, you guess, you know. Don't count. You guess who, like what the score was at the Super Bowl or something, like.
Wait a minute,
Power Rangers never won an Emmy.
Didn't it get nominated for, like, sound design or a daytime? I think it got nominated for a sound design or something for Time Force.
Well, again, don't you have to, like, put yourself up for it? Like, somebody has to
say, yeah, you have to submit yourself. Thing.
Right.
Yeah, you have to, like, send them, like, an example episode or something like that. And, like, so you have to submit something.
You know, because
so are they trying?
Like, you know,
no.
Like... I mean, they shouldn't right now, but, you know.
Yeah, there won't be much to submit, but at the very least, like, you know, other TV live action kid TV shows have kind of stepped up too, you know, and the, like, they do stunts and stuff and they can be nominated for things. So, you know, we'll see. Anyway, not right now, Power Rangers, you need to fall back, but hey, next episode, we won't be talking about it. We're just gonna lump them together. We're going to go back to lumping, you know. Put a little breather on the Ninja Steel, you know. Just need a little bit.
That makes sense. Also, Q Ranger is ending next week.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
That's a thing that I should catch up on.
I have, like, 6 episodes. So.
Yeah, same.
I'm only 2 behind. I'm doing pretty good.
I'm behind the last time we talked about it.
Well, of course. Yeah,
now, on the flip side, this morning I woke up and I downloaded and watched Build, because obviously.
You mean you went to Japan?
Because I went to Japan and watched Build, because obviously.
No. You downloaded it from Japanese iTunes.
Yes, I paid like at least 2 or 3 yen to get it.
That's like nothing. That's like,
I know. joke.
It's like a penny.
I paid him a couple of good yen.
2,000 yen.
Good yen.
I rolled up to the store and I just threw some yens on the table and I was like, thank you, my good sir.
I just held up a stack of yen and I made it rain.
Please tell me you did like the tossing the money motion.
Yes, I did. You could have.
How else do you do that? I mean, do you pay for that? That's how you do it.
No, they were all the coins with the holes in them, and I was trying to do that. It didn't work very well.
Gosh. Just kind of went everywhere. It was a little awkward.
You got to throw them like Ninja Super Steel, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I jumped up and I turned into a giant yen coin and I threw myself at them.
I'm sure they liked that a lot. Like, they were really into it. Mm-hmm. Great.
No, they had the ability to, like, gather up the yen coins, but they just kind of stood there and then ran away.
That's right.
Oh, God.
I hate that whenever somebody starts a sentence with "the ability to," I want to finish it with "morph and even up the score." Immediately. I always in my head complete the sentence.
No, Jared, what would have happened was you were like throwing like, you know, your yens out, and then somebody would have like run up and yelled, "Oh my gosh, look at Jared, he's throwing his money at them."
Please espouse exactly what I'm doing.
Yes. And then you get caught up, you know what I mean? Like, man, like you fall down like some grates or something in the sidewalk or whatever, and you're like, "Oh no, all the money fell down the grates." No.
Every time I shot out a yen, it made a crazy laser noise. It was amazing.
Yes, every time you like tossed a yen and it hit somebody's like shirt, it made a laser noise.
What the